Hi, I'm Ella Shawn, reluctant romance writer and host of Enchanted Beast Podcast. Welcome to the Enchanted Forest. In today's episode, Ella shares Wednesday wisdom on actively building your light. Don't just stand there. Get up, get out, and do something. And now, your host, Ella Shawn. Hi, I'm Ella. I am happy to be with you on this Hump Day Wednesday. So, I hope that you guys were able to tune in on Monday when I introduced my first series on this podcast, Balancing Chakras to Heal the Body. I've dedicated the next 6 Wednesdays to that series. So every Monday motivation will be dealing with the chakras and how they can be used to kind of help you heal whatever needs to be healed. But today, my focus is on just a little bit of, you know, my thoughts, right? My wisdom on the importance of actively building your life. I'm going to share with you an amalgamation of quotes, right? There are like several different quotes that I really loved, and I didn't want to read 3 or 4 quotes to you guys. So I took the pieces from each quote that I liked. One was from an affirmation, and I kind of put it together as an amalgamated quote, okay? I am the architect of my life. What I focus my energy on is what creates my reality. I'll share it again. I am the architect of my life. What I focus my energy on is what creates my reality. As I was kind of, you know, going through and writing up my podcast, I focused on 5 words. In this quote, architect, focus, energy, creates, and reality. And those are the words and the concepts that I really want to kind of share with you all today. When I think about an architect, the first thing that popped in my head was Frank Lloyd Wright, mostly because he was like my favorite architect. And not that I'm some big giant, you know, architectural digest eating girl. That's not me. But it's something about Frank Lloyd Wright's architectures that is just mind-boggling. He worked really hard to ensure that his designs seamlessly fit into the natural surroundings in which they would be built. That whatever he designed, whatever space he designed, he did so that it was not encroaching on the space that was already there. And I absolutely love that idea of designing a space that does not encroach, but enhances, right? So an architect is one who designs or plans the structure of a space. I'm going to ask you to consider your life as a space, a physical space, because even though we may not see how our lives interact with the physical world, it does. We take up space. Not our physical bodies only, but our lives take up space. We occupy space in our world. And so I'm going to ask you to think about your life as a physical space. If your life was a physical space, what would it be? A house, an office building, a mountain? What type of space would your life be? How would it look? What would it be used for? Would you open your life to the public and let them come through for free? Or would you charge money for them to come in and use your space? Why would you charge, or why wouldn't you charge? Now, if your life is a physical space, one that has purpose and one that is useful to others, what will your life be made of? What materials will you use to build your structure? If you're the architect, and we're working with the assumptions that we are the architects of our lives, we are not, you know, the purchaser who goes to sit down with an architect, and then we say, this is kind of what we want our space to look like. This is how we want it to function. Can you draw those plans up for me and then find some contractors who can find subcontractors, who can find workers, and they can build that for me? That's not life. We don't go and hire architects to plan our lives for us and then ask them to hire contractors, who hire subcontractors, who hire workers, who actually put it all together, and then we get to live it. No. We are the architects. We plan and design our lives. And as such, we're also the people who have to choose what materials are going to be used in this life, right? What are we going to use to build this space, to build this life? I am the architect of my life. And I focus. Well, what does it mean to focus? What does it mean to focus? Focus is attentiveness to specific issues, objects, ideas, etc., right? When you're focused on something, then you are paying very close attention. You are giving time to that, whatever it is. So I am the architect of my life, and what I focus, what I give my attention to, that's what is going to help build my life, right? Those are the building materials. Those are the bones of my life, the foundation. So what are you focusing on? As the architect, you decide what materials will be used in the construction of your life. Thoughts, ideas, beliefs, people, practices, hopes, fears, dreams, loss, success, etc., right? What materials are you going to choose to actually build your life? Now, remember, if you choose poorly, more than likely you're not going to have a stable, inviting, productive, beautiful, functional, and useful life. We have to choose wisely. the materials that are going to go into the structure of our life, of our space. Because we do want a stable, inviting, productive, beautiful, functioning, and useful space. We want our lives to mean something. We want it to stand for something. And we want it to stand even after we're gone. And the only way to ensure that, honestly, is to be very careful with the materials you choose, right? Be very careful with what you decide to build your home, your life, your space with. So here are the choices, right? Because life really is just about choices. You can go with cheap and plentiful, or you can go with expensive and rare. Cheap and plentiful, expensive and rare. What's the difference? Okay, like fundamentally, we get it, right? We want to get as much as we can for as little as we can. I understand all that. But really, we're not talking about building a doghouse here. We're not even talking about building your family home. No, we are talking about building your life. So, cheap and plentiful. Now, these building materials are easy to accumulate. And in most cases, you can probably get them for free 99. People are just going to want to give you these things, right? Hey, take this. Throw this into the building of your life, into the building of your space. Oh, yeah, you can have it. Mm-mm, I don't need it. It's yours. You can take it. What kind of materials are plentiful and cheap and oftentimes free? Well, you can get ignorance, guilt, shame, denial, jealousy, fear, selfishness, impatience, melancholy, manipulation, greed, laziness, anger, conceit. Oh, yeah, there's a plethora of cheap and plentiful materials that you can build your life with. If you're focusing, if you're giving attention to these things, right? These ideas, these concepts, these practices, these types of people, then this is what you've chosen to build your life with. I don't know how stable this is going to be. I don't know how beautiful or inviting or productive or functioning. Like, I don't know that this is a space in which I would want to go. I wouldn't want to be near or around this type of space. But you get the picture, right? What you don't pick up of, you know, these building materials, these cheap and plentiful building materials, if you don't go pick them up yourself, then I am willing to bet every cent I've ever made and will ever make in my entire life that you'll find people who will gladly give it to you at no charge. You want some guilt? Oh, I can give you guilt for free. You feel like you need to be ashamed of, oh, no problem. I can make you feel ashamed of pretty much any and everything you've ever thought, said, or done. Yes, these things are plentiful and cheap and most times free, but is that really what you want to build your life with? Remember, you're the architect. You choose the building materials. Now, the other choice would be the expensive and rare building materials. We all want a well-appointed space, yes? We love looking at dream homes and dream spaces, perfect backyards and enchanted living rooms. We all say we want that. We want enchanted spaces. They're difficult to come by. The materials needed to create and build that, you know, those types of spaces, the enchanted spaces, they are difficult to come by and they will cost you a great deal. But if used in the building of your life, right, I am 1,000% sure that any sacrifice will have been worth it. Any sacrifice you made will have been worth it to have access to these building materials, you know? So what are the building materials, Ellen? What am I going to sacrifice everything for? Love? Not that wishy-washy, crazy, I love you, but no, not really love. No, I'm talking about a serious, wholehearted, agape love. I love you in and out of season, thick and thin. I love you not because, but in spite of, love. Not the romantic love, not the friendship love, the family love. No, love. True love, enchanted love, love from the soul. I love you with my whole soul, not my whole heart, okay? Trust, understanding, compassion, empathy, hope, tenacity, boldness, joy, authenticity, spiritual awareness, truth, energy, charity, flexibility, passion. These materials are really hard to come by. The truth of them are hard to come by. Now, you can come by the cheap versions of these. You can come by the conditional versions of these. They're going to cost you more than your cheap and plenty, right? So maybe these would be in the moderate and more, the you know, conditional versions, the knockoffs of the expensive and rare. You could probably get them in the moderate and more. However, I'm not trying to have a moderate, mediocre life. I want to build an expensive and rare space. I want my life to be rare. I want it to be opulent. I can't have opulence with knockoff material. I have to have the best. And whatever the cost, whatever I'm sacrificing to ensure that I am choosing the very best materials to build my life, to build my space, then so be it. How much is this going to cost me, Ella? Come on. It may cost you some friendships. It may cost you some family relationships. It may cost you some really great jobs. It might cost you, I don't know. It might cost you your marriage. It may cost you your reputation. You may have to give up your home and your car. You might have to walk away from everything you thought you wanted. I don't know. It's going to cost you a lot. It's going to cost you your beliefs. It's going to cost you your ideologies. But I'm so positive that it's worth it. I know it's worth it. You know? I mean, just think about this, okay? I'm the architect of my life. And what I focus, my energy, well, what's energy? Energy, or prana, that Sanskrit word, which means life's energy, right? Or life force. Energy is what keeps us vital, strong, healthy, and alive. My energy is my life force. You see these building materials that I've chosen as architect? I'm giving my life force to these energies. I am focusing my life force on these building materials so that I can build my life. Do you understand how that works? I am the architect of my life, and whatever I focus my energy, my life force, that part of me that animates my physical self and works through my mental and emotional self to help me fulfill my purpose. That's my energy, right? My life force is the part of me that animates my physical self and works through my emotional and my mental selves to help me fulfill my purpose. Energy is infinite. That's the thing I want to wrestle with. It is infinite. Our emotions are finite, our mental acuity finite, our physical bodies finite, but our energy, that part of us that animates it, that is infinite. Newton says energy cannot be destroyed, nor can it be created. It is infinite. Okay? So we can't destroy it and we can't create it, but we can waste it. We can waste our energy. So I have to ask, are you wasting your life force by focusing on, you know, the cheap and plentiful building blocks for your life? Are you wasting your life force by focusing on guilt? Are you wasting it by focusing on shame? Huh? Are you a jealous, petty woman? Is that your focus? Are you focusing your life force on manipulating people? Are you focusing your life force on getting as much as you can or walking around angry? Because that's a waste of your life force. We want to focus the life force on what we want to build our lives with. Okay? There are things in our lives that will affect our energy, right? Let's say you've decided that your life is worth the sacrifice. You want the rare and expensive material. So you've decided you're not going for the cheap and plentiful, and you don't want moderate and more. You want expensive and rare. You're going for love and trust and understanding, compassion, charity, hope, all of that stuff. You want it all. You want it all. And that's where you focus your energy. That is where you focus your life force. And you've said, it's worth my sacrifice. Fine, I'm giving it all up because I want my life to be rare and expensive. I want my life to be stable and inviting, productive and beautiful. I want it to function. I want my life to be useful. So I'm going to put everything I have into procuring the rare and expensive building materials. That's my focus. That's where my attention's going. But I want you to take note, because sometimes even when we have decided that we're going to focus our energy on the best building materials that we can, sometimes we run into energy drainers or energy pollutants or energy blockers. And you have to be aware because it's subtle. It's not like they're going to say, hey, you see this neon sign above my head that says I'm an energy drainer? Well, that's what I am. Beware. No one's saying that. And it's not like it's obvious, but it's a subtle act of terrorism. That's what I'm calling it. It's a subtle act of terrorism against your life force, against your energy. What is it like to be around energy drainers? And don't get it twisted. It's not just people that can drain your energy. Places can drain your energy. Thoughts and ideas can drain your energy. What is it like when you're around these energy drainers? You become tired and sluggish. Your mind doesn't quite function the way it normally does. Your thoughts come slower. Processing information becomes difficult. You don't really have the whole get up, get out, and do something mentality. And you can't figure out what's going on. I'm only focusing on the good stuff. I'm focusing on, you know, the expensive building materials. I don't know why I'm feeling so tired and down and out. I don't know what it is. Stop. Pay attention to where you're going, who you're with, what you're reading, what you're listening to. Pay attention to what you're seeing every day. Right? Because all of what we're able to experience through our five senses can affect our life force. What are you eating? Are you eating dead flesh predominantly? Are you eating lots of processed GMO foods predominantly? Does your food have really wonderful colors because of dye? What are you drinking? Is it full of soda? Sugar? What are you putting in your body? Who are you spending time with? Where are you going? What types of material are you reading? What are you listening to in your headphones? Any and everything and any and everyone can become an energy drainer. And you have to pay attention. And then there are energy pollutants. And that's like, I think, more difficult to kind of figure out is happening. I think that's more difficult to do than realizing your energy is being drained, right? Because an energy pollutant, it's like you go somewhere or you're doing something or you're reading something. Before you come in contact with an energy pollutant, you're feeling amazing, right? Positive. Full of purpose and goals and plans. And then somehow you go somewhere and you just start getting very melancholy, very down, or you get very angry, or you become confused and your thoughts are all negative. Your emotions become all muddled. And you're like, wait, what? I was fine 10 minutes ago. Or you hear something on the radio and you're like, wait, why am I so angry right now? Or you read something on Twitter and you're like, I was just calm and smiling. And now I'm trolling on Twitter, right? And it's same questions. Where are you going? How are you spending your time? Where is your energy? And can you read the energies around you? And then here, I think, is the most dangerous of the three, the blockers. I talked a little bit on Monday about having that root chakra being blocked and how if your root chakra is blocked, you cannot grow roots. You can't find stability. You can't catch your footing. You're always afraid, right? When your energy is blocked, when your life force is blocked and it's not flowing, right? Then you're done, really. You don't have anything to focus. So you can choose the great building materials, but if your energy is blocked, you don't have anything to focus on those materials. So there's no building. You're just stagnant, right? And blockers, those are like heavy hitters, like the guilt and shame, doubt, self-loathing, feelings of insecurity and fear. I mean, deep, deep pain. When you are, you know, a survivor of abuse, any type of abuse, your energy may still be blocked. When you are a survivor of neglect, your energy may still be blocked. When you are insecure and you don't believe that you are worthy and deserve, your energy, your life force is blocked. You have absolutely nothing to focus on those really great building materials. Therefore, you've nothing to build your life with. And so you're just there. No life force. No life. It's imperative that you're able to recognize these deterrents for what they are. Pay attention to your life force. If you've already decided and you committed to choosing the very best materials to build your life with, and you know that's where you want to focus your life force, then pay attention. Pay attention to that drained feeling and ask yourself, what have I been doing? Where have I been going? What have I been eating and drinking? Who am I talking to? What am I watching? What am I listening to? Am I reading something weird? Pay attention. If you find that you are flipping between positive and negative life force, you want to say, oh, am I around pollutants? Am I being polluted? What's invading me? What's invading my energy, causing me to feel this way? If you feel like I'm not moving, I committed. I want this really rare, expensive building material, but I can't touch it. I can't get to it. I can't even focus on it. I can't focus on anything. I feel depleted. I don't have any energy. I don't have any life force. What's blocking me? Recognize these things for what they are. Because as soon as you're able to recognize them, guess what? You can deal with it, right? As long as you know what it is, you can deal with it. You know, I've said this 1,000 times, but you know, I have lupus and I have a bunch of other stuff going on. And every time I go see my rheumatologist, I'm pretty sure, or I go see my sleep specialist, I'm pretty sure, or I go see my family doctor, I'm pretty sure they're going to tell me that something else has come up in my blood work and some tests. And I'm like, you know, I tell all my doctors, I don't care if you find something weird. I don't care if you say, hey, it looks like you've developed another autoimmune disorder, and it's going to complicate blah, blah, blah. I don't care. I don't care if it pops up. I just need to know what it is. Because if I know what it is, then I'll know how to deal with it. I'll know how to manage it. And that's how you have to be with these energy blockers and pollutants and drainers. You just have to know what it is so that you can deal with it and manage it, right? So give energy to what creates my reality. Give energy to what creates my reality. I am the architect of my own life. I focus my energy on what creates my reality. What does it mean to create? These are all my, you know, my definitions. And so, I mean, they're in the ballpark, right? Create, creating, bringing forth something unique and wonderful that has never been experienced before. Right? And we all create something every day. We create experiences that have never been experienced before. People assume that to be creative, you have to be an artist of some sort, or you have to, you know, bring something into existence that, you know, that's massive and tangible. And it's not. It's not. You wake up in the morning and you cook breakfast. You have created a meal because no one has ever experienced that meal before. It is unique and wonderful because you did it. Okay? And what is reality? That is a loaded question. Like, if reality, if that question, what is reality, was a gun, it'd be like the unspoken of weapon of mass destruction. What is reality? Loaded question. The unspoken of weapon of mass destruction. So here's my understanding of reality. If you have a different definition, go with your definition. But for me, I'm going with what I understand reality to be. Reality is my perception of what is true, important, and brings peace and joy to my soul. Reality really is perception. Now, on that, pretty much everyone agrees. Reality is about perception. And what I perceive to be real, what I perceive to be true, what I perceive to bring, you know, happiness to me, then those things become real. I am the architect of my own life. I focus my energy on what creates my reality. I give energy to bring forth uniquely wonderful experiences of true importance designed to saturate my soul with peace and joy. I am the architect of my life. And I give my life force to bring forth uniquely wonderful experiences of true importance designed to saturate my soul with peace and joy. Don't just stand there. Get up, get out, and do something with your life. You are the designer of your sacred space. Decide how it will look, how it will function in the world. What materials will be used to shore it up for when life comes to batter it down, right? Life doesn't just happen. Every thought, every act, every emotion goes into the building of a life. We can't go visit an architect and ask them to plan our life. We can't find the contractor who finds the subcontractor, who finds the workers to build our life. We are the architects. We are the contractors. We are the subcontractors, and we are the workers. We design and build our lives. We choose the materials. We decide what we're focusing on, and we create our own reality. Join me on Friday for Freaky Friday, adults only. It's Kinktober. I know, I've never heard of it either, but I joined this Facebook group called Big Black Chapters, and they're doing this writing challenge for October called Kinktober. And every day they post a kink. And we're supposed to be writing short stories about it. Kinktober. I'm thinking maybe I'll share what I have so far. That'll give me 5 short stories to share. 5 short stories for Kinktober. I don't know. Maybe. We'll see. This is Manella, and gosh, I really enjoyed this podcast. Until next time, stay enchanted, take care of your beast, and enjoy the rest of the week. Bye.
This has been Ella Sean with Enchanted Beast Podcast. Thank you for joining. And remember to stay enchanted.